Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is door. D-O-O-R.
I didn't know you could spell it, George.
You bet your life. The DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You'll Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
What a ham. Oh, that's me, Groucho Marx. Thank you. Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples. George Fenneman, who's first to try for it?
Just before we went on the air, we asked if there were any young people present who'd like to get married if they found the right person. And here come the two who were chosen. Miss Birgitta Lindholm, Mr. Bill Wendland. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, you handsome couple, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. And if you say the secret word, you'll split $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Birgitta Lindholm, is that
right? That's right.
That's a charming name. What kind of a name is it?
Oh, that's a Swedish name. I come from Stockholm, Sweden.
From Stockholm, huh? Well, in Sweden, what do you pay for a room in smorgasbord?
Oh, well, you don't live in smorgasbord.
Oh, you don't live in a smorgasbord? Well, could you say something in Swedish? How does it sound? Tell me what you think of me in Swedish.
Well, I'll tell you. Jag tycker ni är väldigt trevliga, men en ganska lustig typ.
Now, I dare you to say that in English.
Well, I said I thought you were a very nice man, but a funny character.
Would you mind qualifying that a little more? How long since you were in Sweden, Birgitta?
Oh, I came over here last year in January.
And what kind of work are you doing here in America?
I have a job with a Swedish consulate.
You have a job with a Swedish consulate? You know, job is boy spelled backwards. In other words, you have a backwards boy at the Swedish consulate. Bill Wendland, is that right?
That's right, sir.
What kind of a name is that? Is that...
That's a German name, sir.
German. Were you born in Germany?
No, sir. In Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh. Didn't you like Minnesota? Were the winters too rigorous?
They were too rigorous, yes.
I took the words right out of his mouth, didn't I? How old are you, Bill?
I'm 30.
What is your age, Birgitta?
I'm 25.
You're 25? No, you don't look it. I thought you were 24 and a half. Would you like to get married one of these days?
I wouldn't mind if I find the right one.
Uh-huh. Well, why do you want to get married?
Well, I'd like to have a home and a family.
That's a good preliminary step, isn't it? How about you, Bill? Would you like to get married?
Yes, I would.
Why don't you marry Miss Lindholm?
Well, that'd be rushing things.
Well, she isn't rushing. She's Swedish. What sort of work do you do, Bill?
I work for the Associated Telephone Company.
In what capacity?
I'm a repairman.
Well, in that case, you could associate with Miss Lindholm if you were with the Associated Phone Company, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And she's looking for the right connection. And suppose my phone isn't working. How do I get you to fix it?
Well, you call a repair clerk at the Associated Phone Company.
Well, how do I do that? Do I just dial your phone company and tell the girl my phone is out of order?
Well, you go to a neighbor's phone and call.
It happens that that's the one I'm already using. How do you think I got in this trouble? Huh? Now, Birgitta, is that right, Birgitta?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Sounds like an Irish name. Birgitta, let's get me getting out of here. Now, tell me something about Sweden. Is it true that all Swedes are blondes?
Well, I would say about 30% of them are light.
30% of them are light, huh? How light? They weigh about 15 pounds?
I mean, they are light-headed.
Miss Lindholm, you just lost your job. Well, we practically exhausted the subject of telephones in Sweden. Now, let's see how you two will make out in the battle for the big question. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life.
Have you ever had your car serviced by a DeSoto Plymouth dealer? No matter what make of car you own, you'll find a DeSoto Plymouth dealer offers you the best service you can get anywhere. The folks at a DeSoto Plymouth dealers are certain that once they have a chance to serve you, you'll come back whenever your car needs attention. What's more, they'll do their utmost to treat you fairly and squarely at all times. That's their creed. So won't you give them a chance to show you what service really means? Drive in wherever you see the sign of an authorized DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth.
So you think I'm a funny character, huh? All right, let's see if you two will be high for the night and get the chance at the $2,000. Fenneman, tell them the rules.
Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that 20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question at the end of the show. Our other two couples are in a waiting room offstage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
Okay, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected songs with numbers in the title as your category. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, how much of the 20 will you risk?
I think about $8.
$8, huh? Is that all right with you, Brigetta?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me the title of this song. Play, Jerry.
Three Little Words.
Three Little Words is right, by Harry Ruby.
They're on their way. They have $28, Groucho.
Now you've got $28. Now remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now how much of the 28 will you try?
$15.
Okay, $15. What is the title of this song? It has a number in the title. Take a stab at it. Don't know? Don't know. Well, you've just lost $15. I'm very sorry.
They now have $13.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't you want to know what it is? It's just one of those things. All right, here's your third question. How much of the 13 will you risk?
We'll risk $5.
$5. Let's see if you can identify this one. Okay, Jerry. What is it? What's the answer you've decided on?
Bugle call rag.
No, I'm sorry. You're close, but it's the 12th Street rag.
They now have $8, Groucho.
How much of the $8 will you risk?
$3.
$3.
Make it $5.
Make it $5. Okay, play, Jerry.
Sleepy People.
Two Sleepy People is right.
That was $13.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Now, don't go away. You may get a chance at the big question.
Groucho, the secret word is still door. Perhaps the next couple will say it. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a house painter, Mr. Milton Karg, and his partner is a housewife, Mrs. Grace Walker, and here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life, and if you say the secret word, you divide $100 in cash between you. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. A house painter and a housewife, eh? Mr. Cog, eh? Milt Cog. Where are you from, Milt?
Coney Island.
Coney Island, huh? Were you born on a Ferris wheel? Or...
No, one of the flats.
You were born on a flat?
In a flat.
Oh, in a flat, huh? They call them apartments out here.
I know.
They're just as bad, but they're much more expensive. Mrs., what is your name?
Walker.
Grace Walker?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Where are you from, Grace?
Well, I was born in New Jersey.
And what sort of work does your husband do?
He's a miner, or he would be a miner. Right now, he's pruning trees in Texas.
You say he's in Texas, and
he's in
why
Texas.
Aren't you with him, Mrs. Walker?
Well, I'm a miner, too.
You're a miner?
That's right.
What kind of a miner are
you? I'm a copper miner. I worked a mine for 16 years, mister.
Oh, I see. Well, is there any copper in your mine, or you just go down there to escape?
Well, I... I wish I could get all that's in it out.
Why don't you get some strong, brawny men to help you get this copper out?
I can get it out if the Navy would let me.
Oh, now you're in the Navy, huh?
Yes, I'm in Gunnery B.
You're in Gunnery B?
That's right.
Oh, Mrs. Walker, am I confused. Your husband is pruning trees in Texas. You work in a copper mine, and you're in the Navy now, would you?
Just took 1,600 square miles for a gunnery, and I was in the middle of things, and they asked me to get out.
Well, did they reimburse you for this?
They will, but I hate to hold my breath until they do.
Would you like me to hold it for you? How did you get to be a miner, Mrs. Walker?
Well, I went prospecting. You know, once you get bit by that bug, it's terrible.
Well, that's the only kind of bug that hasn't bitten me, so... Now, painter, tell me, how is business with you, Milt?
Picking up right now.
What kind of painting do you do?
House painting, interior, exterior,
homes. Which would you rather paint, the inside or the outside of a house?
It don't make much difference.
Well, it'd make quite a difference to the house, I think. You mean if I hired you to paint the inside of my house, you'd go ahead and paint the outside?
No.
Why not? Have you got something against the outside of the house?
Nothing against the outside of the house.
Well, you better have a ladder against it if you're going to paint it. Have you ever painted yourself into a corner, Rembrandt? Honest now. Tell the truth.
I didn't exactly paint myself in a corner. I painted myself up to a door and thought the door...
Milk, you just said door, and that's the secret word tonight. So you and your partner spent $100 in cash. Compliments of the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America.
Thank you.
Now, where were we while you were knocking the door down, huh? You were painted yourself?
I was painting a floor, and I was painting up to a door, and the door was supposed to... I thought door opened out. Instead, the door opened in. I walk back on the floor and open the door and then go and paint it over again.
Sounds funny. I don't understand it, but it sounds funny. Well, now I know all about painting, thanks to you, Milt. Now, let's see how much you two know. You're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question. You're on your $20 and more than the other couples, and you get a chance at the big question. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but Fenneman is offstage to remind our listeners.
The girl from Sweden and the telephone man won $13.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected nicknames of states as your category. How much of the $20 would you bet?
Bet $10.
$10? What state is called the Hoosier State?
Indiana.
Back home in Indiana.
And on their way with $30.
All right, you got $30. Remember, you're going for $2,000 a night. How much of the $30 will you bet?
$20.
$20. What state is called the Sunflower State?
Kansas.
Kansas is right.
Now they have $50.
Mrs. Walker, you haven't been in that copper mine all the time. Now you got... Here's your third question. How much of the 50 are you going to go for?
Oh, 30.
All right, you're betting $30. Here's your third question. What state is called the Empire State?
New York State.
New York is right. Coney Island.
They're really climbing now. They have $80.
All right, you got $80. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 80?
Bet the 80.
What state is called the Bluegrass State?
Kentucky.
Kentucky is right.
And they wind up the grand total of $160.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Now, we'll soon know who gets the chance at the $2,000 question.
Friends, no matter what make of car you own, I hope you'll look for the sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
What's wrong, Fenneman? Is it lost?
Oh, no, Groucho, but you can lose your driving worries at a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. Because their mechanics are factory trained in the latest methods.
Do they play canasta?
I can't say, Groucho.
Can't say, Groucho? This will make it very embarrassing for you on this program, Fenneman. Penniman, who's ahead in the battle for the $2,000 question?
Well, the house painter and the housewife are leading with their $160. And the secret word is still door. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a junk dealer, Mr. Howard Martin, and his partner is Dr. Harry Husky, who is a designer and a builder of an electronic brain. And here they are. Gentlemen, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, gentlemen, to You Bet Your Life. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 between you. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Mr. Junkman, Howard Martin, you're the junkman, huh?
Yes, I am.
Pretty flashy dresser for a junkman. Well, stick around tonight. Before the night's over, I may junk the whole program, huh? Where are you from, junkie?
Burbank, California.
Burbank, huh? Have you ever crossed a vegetable with a boulevard or something?
Oh, not yet.
Dr. Harry Husky, huh? You have an electronic brain?
That's right.
What should I call you, Dr. Harry or Husky?
Anything that you like.
Don't go that far. Where are you from, doctor?
I come from the Smoky Mountains in North Carolina.
Smoky Mountains. Well, welcome to the smoggy plains of L.A. Now, Dr. Husky, you straighten me out about your electronic brain. What is it?
Precisely?
Exactly.
It's a large-scale electronic computing machine.
Well, what does it compute?
Well, it's just being put together. We still have some parts to put into it. It doesn't compute anything yet.
Can't even add two and two? What a schlemiel that is, eh? Just a moron, huh? Now, doctor, what is this this machine for, this robot?
Well, it's to carry out sequences of computations to compare figures.
You're going to compare figures? I don't need an electric brain for that. It's called an automatic reflex in my case. Now, as a brain surgeon, are you engaged in private practice, doctor?
No, I'm not an MD. I'm just a mathematician. I work for the National Bureau of Standards, and the computing machine we're building is being financed by the Air Materiel Command of the United States Air Force.
What does your giant mixmaster look like?
Well, it covers about 50 square foot of floor space, about 4 foot wide, 12 foot long, about 8 foot high.
Look at the junk man drooling over all this. What a haul, eh, Howard? Doctor, what's inside this idiot?
Well, there's about 2,000 radio tubes, about 40 television tubes, and miles of wire.
2,000 radio tubes? No wonder it's feeble-minded, huh? It's got a screw loose, too, I suppose. Now, junk man, let's talk to you for a moment, huh? How do you get your junk? Do you park your horse and wagon outside radio studios and wait for the winning contestants to come out?
Well, people bring it into our shop, and then we have our own pickup trucks to go out to the plumbing shops and electrical places and industries and so forth and bring it into us.
Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of paper at home, all my old jokes I've saved through the years. How much do you pay for paper?
Well, at the present time, we're paying about $4 a ton.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much are the jokes worth?
Well, I'd say nothing.
That isn't fair. You must have heard the jokes. Now, doctor, when you push a button, what goes on inside this chowder head? Providing, of course, he's got all his buttons by that time.
Well, it carries out these operations of addition, multiplication, division, and so on. It does these at extremely high rate of speed, and you must make sure that the correct instructions are there.
Say I want to add two and two. Now, how do you go about commanding it? That ought to be pretty easy for that Jake. Oh, I hate that machine. I didn't like him from the minute I saw him.
To carry out the addition of 2 and 2, you must tell the machine where the 2s are in its memory, and that that you want the numbers added, and where the result is to be placed in the machine's memory.
Wouldn't it be just simpler to take off your shoes and count on your toes? let's say it's been fully instructed. Now, what happens?
The control part of the machine, or brains of the machine, if you like, looks at the instructions.
What? How do you know it's looking at it? Maybe it's looking at something else. They're pretty tricky, those machines. I wouldn't trust them. They'll turn on you like a mad dog, Doctor. You be careful when you're alone with that machine, Doctor. I like you. You're a nice fellow, and I don't want anything to happen to you. Okay. Suppose it comes up with 5 for an answer. What do you do then?
Shouldn't do that. You can't...
That's right, but I warned you about the machine. Told you to watch yourself. You just won't listen, that's all.
Well, you can't confuse the machine. Probably you gave it a wrong instruction if this happens, you see.
Oh, now you're going to blame it on me. I haven't even seen the confounded thing. Who gets to use that brain, Doctor?
As I said, the Air Material Command has financed the construction of it, so Air Force contractors will get to use it. Also, scientists with worthwhile problems will have access to the machine.
Well, you've convinced me. That's some baby you've got there. Now, junk man, wake up. Tell me, how much would you say Dr. Husky's machine is worth?
How much does it weigh?
Now, there's a practical man. All right, Doctor, tell him, huh?
It probably weighs 2 or 3 tons.
Well, I'd say with all the steel and copper and so forth, why, it'd be worth about $100.
How close is he, Doc?
It's costing us about $200,000 to build it.
Junk man, your estimate was very fair. After all, we realize you have to make a small profit, too. Well, Doctor, I'm convinced you're doing a worthwhile work that will make life easier and better for all of us. And I congratulate you and the National Bureau of Standards. All right, now let's play your bet your life. You run your $20 into more than the other couples, you get a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question. I can't tell you how much the other couples won, but Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The house painter and the housewife are ahead with $160.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected adjacent states as your category. Is that right? Here's your first question. What state is directly north of Oregon?
Washington.
Washington is right. Remember, wait a minute. All right, leave it up to their honesty. How much would you have bet?
We were going to bet 10.
That's a fair bet. I trust him. A man who's got a $200,000 machine isn't going to. At any rate, it was my responsibility. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now you've got $30. How much of the $30 are you going to bet? I'm taking no more chances, huh?
We'll bet $25.
You're going to bet $25. What state is directly south of Oklahoma?
Texas.
Texas is right.
They're climbing. They have $55.
How much of the $55 will you bet?
Bet $40.
$40. What state is directly north of Alabama?
Tennessee.
Tennessee is right.
Now they have $95.
This doctor doesn't need any mechanical help, I mean. Yeah. How much are the 95?
90.
$90. What state is directly north of Missouri?
Kansas.
Is that the answer you two have decided on? I'm sorry, it's Iowa. That's a shame, that's a shame. Well, you're practically cleaned out, and we want you to go away from here a little better off than when you came in. So if you get this question right, you'll be $10 richer. The University of Ohio is in what state? Ohio is right.
They wound up with a grand total of $5, and that means the house painter and the housewife with $160 get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question.
You can't be particular about your car without being particular about where you take it for service. That's why more and more motorists every day take their cars to DeSoto Plymouth dealers. For these dealers, more than 3,000 of them from one end of this country to the other, offer you the very best service you can get for your car, and at a price that's fair. They have factory-trained mechanics working with factory-designed and approved tools and equipment. Efficient mechanics who do the job right, who do it fast, and who do it with a smile. Keep this in mind next time your car needs expert attention. And drive in at the sign of an authorized DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the housewife and the house painter, the winning couple, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question, Groucho.
This is the gal with the copper mine and the painter, eh? Well, let's see if you can paint yourself $2,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on one single answer between you for $2,000, so think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. The colony of Rhode Island was founded in 1636 as a haven of religious tolerance. Who was the founder of Rhode Island? Answer you two decided on?
The Pilgrims.
No, I'm sorry. It's Roger Williams, pioneer of religious liberty and freedom. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you won $160 in the quiz, plus $100 for saying the secret word. Congratulations and thanks to both of you.
You Bet Your Life is a John Goodell production, transcribed from Hollywood, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for the Groucho Marx Show, You Bet Your Life, presented by the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation. And don't forget, next week, the big question will be worth $2,500.
By the way, folks, if you notice a prehistoric monster glaring at you from the newsstands, don't be alarmed. It's only me on the cover of Newsweek. They have a comprehensive story about us in Newsweek, which appears on the stands tomorrow. Of course, I deny everything. So good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Folks, here's a tip from the National Safety Council. Good brakes stop many accidents before they get started. This is George Fenneman, signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.